Now, sometimes when you're sleeping, you see these things in your sleep. You say you're doing what? You're having a...
But, I've got the name of that, hallucinations or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or you say you just had a...
nightmare?
Mm-hmm. Or if it's not bad as a nightmare, it's just...
Yeah, I don't do that much. Mm-hmm. I hardly ever have anything like that.
Don't have any dreams?
Nope, I don't dream much anymore.
So you might say, well, I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I
woke up. You do a lot of dreaming?
Yeah, I guess I do.
I don't. You mad man? Not. No wonder you dream a lot. How old are you?
27.
Yeah, you're slipping somewhere.
Keep looking around. Don't want to rush into anything.
You must be looking for one. Got plenty of money.
It would help. What would you say I did if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor?
Dunk.
Or say if a young boy met a girl at a party and he wanted to see her home after it was over, what would he probably ask her?
Just ask her. He could walk home with her, or see her home, or take her home. Or... Mm-hmm. This day and time, they all got cars, they'd be driving home.
Or say if my car got stuck in the mud, I might ask you to get a chain and try to...
pull me up? Or done a lot of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Or get behind me and give me a...
I never did do that. I always rather pull them, shove them, you tear up front end of your car.
Yeah, that's true.
I've done a lot of pulling them out, though.
If somebody had to carry something that was real heavy a long distance, instead of just saying he carried it, have you ever heard people say anything?
Pack it. You know, to pick some shoulder strap and pack it on his shoulders, back.
Uh-huh. Or say if a woman is cooking in the kitchen and there's some children around, she might tell him, well, now that stove's real hot, so...
don't touch it. There ain't much of that goes on here anymore. Yeah. She baked cookies this morning early.
Can you ever remember playing a game when you were little where children chased each other around, you know? And there was usually some place that you could run to and be safe?
That'd be hide and seek or drop the handkerchief, stuff like that. I forget now which one you mentioned, which one you're talking about.
You remember what that place that you could run to was called?
Called a base.
Called a base.
That's in hide and seek. You get there, you beat them there before they caught you.
Yeah. What about, say, if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, now, if I get there first, I'll...
wait. Certain place, you know.
Or say if somebody had a hired man who just kept loafing all the time and he thought he was going to have to dismiss him, he might say, well, it looks like I'm going to have to get...
I'm going to have to fire him. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen on the farm. Have two or three niggas cut spouts or something, you know, one of them be loafing, watching you all the time.
You ever had one come back to you after you fired him and ask you to give him another
chance? Mm-hmm. I've done that too. Mostly, most of them pretty good workers. I always got along with them pretty good.